Here's the latest from the Party Town Streaming Network News Desk. A second Florida man was diagnosed with the anthrax virus on Sunday. The latest case was confirmed after a nasal swab tested positive for the anthrax bacterium. Ernesto Blanca, a 73-year-old man, worked in the mailroom of American Media Incorporated, the parent company for several tabloid publications. He was a co-worker to Robert Stevens, a 63-year-old man and photo editor for The Sun, who died from anthrax exposure last week. He was the first person in 25 years in the United States to have died from a rare inhaled form of anthrax. According to a spokesperson for Florida's Health Department, an environmental test performed at The Sun's Boca Raton office building detected the anthrax bacteria. Meanwhile, 300 people who work in the building were being contacted by The Sun and were instructed to not come to work on Monday and to undergo antibiotic treatment to prevent the disease. The Associated Press has also allegedly revealed that Middle Eastern men were believed to have recently visited an airfield about 40 miles from Stevens' home in Lantana and asked questions about crop dusters. The FBI and other agencies are continuing their search for the source of the bacterium and that the current risk of widespread anthrax exposure is extremely low. The bacterium normally has an incubation period of up to 7 days, but could take up to 60 days to develop. Only 18 inhalation cases in the United States were documented in the 20th century. In the most recent, 1976 in California. State records show the last anthrax case in Florida was in 1974. Based on an article in 1999, the Florida-based American Media is the parent company of the National Enquirer, the best-selling weekly paper in the U.S. with 2.2 million copies sold per week. The Star, another publication from American Media, has a weekly circulation of 1.8 million. One of the questions that should be asked is, can anthrax be carried to the greater population through these types of publications? Party Town Streaming Network is proud to be part of the Micro Radio Network and would like to extend our thanks to the producers of the programs we feature, such as Free Speech Radio News, The Weekly Freak Show, The Shortwave Report, Between the Lines, Unwelcome Guests, and Reports from the Independent Media Center. We also would especially like to thank Sean and Lynn from Radio for All and the A-Infos Radio Project for their efforts to support independent voices and programming.